This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Danielle, nice call on the Dire Straits and Twisting by the Pool.
Thanks, buddy. I thought it was a fitting song choice.
We're live from Ernie's pool, and there's a quick sound check going on in the background.
Love it.
It's live radio. I mean, this is the way this works. And we're about to say hi to Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who will join us in a second here. Recapping everything from this morning, Scott from Weymouth did show up. He's here.
Yes, Yep.
Kayla Cummings hasn't thrown him in the pool yet, but she wants to.
I've been trying to. He's hiding over there.
Yep. Kayla, our celebrity judge from Naked and Afraid on Discover. What else do I need to recap? Our winner.
Yes.
Lucia.
Yes. Lucia. From Argentina.
She flew all the way here from Argentina for the contest. You know who's here that I haven't introduced yet?
Who?
The Philly Cheapskate is here.
Yes, in fact, it was funny because a friend of mine always screenshots your live videos when the Philly Cheapskate is on.
Yeah.
So I took a picture of him earlier and I was like, hey, Philly Cheapo's here. She goes, oh, I love him.
Oh, she loves
he's
him?
He's adorable.
He's hot, he's dude. The, Everybody what? Loves him.
Are you single?
Here's the Philly Cheapskate.
Cheap, you're cheap.
Kayla, check. Kayla wants to know, Jeff, if you're single. Kayla.
Check one, two.
I am actually single.
Because
so.
You're cheap.
Kayla, that's a silly question. Every guy is single, even if they're married.
I'm glad there's a bikini contest here because I don't think there's one girl besides the ones that are in the bikini contest.
And then the Philly accent.
I know. Oh, you don't like the Philly? Do you hate the Philly? Do you hate the Philly accent?
I don't get how people hate the Philadelphia accent when everyone here lives in Boston. Well, Boston has the strongest accent there is.
No, you do with the steak and cheese and the Eagles. I mean, get it. That's, and Philly special. Screw Philly special. I hate Philly special.
You know what? Everyone thinks I hate Boston sports, and every time I meet somebody in Boston, they're like, oh, you're from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, listen, we don't hate each other that much if you think about the conferences. Like, maybe besides the Celtics and Sixers, but Eagles will see you in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, see you.
Phillies will see you in the World Series.
Phillies will see you in the World Series.
Flyers, I guess.
Flyers.
Yeah, that's a different topic.
No. I had great brawls against those guys. I'm a huge Berube fan.
Yeah.
One of the best coaches in the NHL. I have known him since I played junior hockey when I was like 16, 17 years old. We fought back then. We fought, you know, we had great tilts at, you know, in Philly and at Boston.
So how did you do in your fights against Philadelphia?
Oh.
You lost. You lost.
Just curious.
I would go 60-40 me.
60-40?
Yeah. Homer gave it to me.
What about Lindros? Did you ever go against Lindros?
No, he never fought.
He was busy scoring 50 goals.
Oh, Lindros.
Yeah, he was kind of tough, though. He was
6'5", 240 pounds.
Yeah.
He could do it all. He was an amazing player, and it's sad. You know, Philly lost, you know, and I'm not sure if he's in the Hall of Fame, but he should be in the Hall of Fame, and he would have been in the Hall of Fame.
He should have had another 10 years.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
100% exactly. Aaron.
But yeah, Philly, great place to play. Great fans. One of my favorite stories in Philly is I fought Berube, and I gave it to him, and I got to the penalty box, and like three people poured beers over the glass on me. It was awesome.
That sounds about right. At least it wasn't a battery getting tossed at your head.
Yeah.
So I'd be happy it was a beer.
Yeah, that's New York, Yankee Stadium.
All right, Philly cheapskate in the house.
Yeah, and just want to say, I think you guys got the bikini contest right.
Yeah.
Top
we got
three, top,
top
four.
Three,
and
it was top three.
Right? That was the winner.
It was the winner? All right.
Coming from the fresh eyes here.
All right, and Kayla wants to go out with you, so.
Where you want to go, Kayla?
Anywhere you want to take me.
Anywhere that he wants?
Maybe Del Fresco seems like a common bother.
Maybe Pound Town?
Oh, I mean, I don't know about that. Come on now. I'm a lady, Danielle.
Really?
Maybe.
Come on. I'm not, so I know you.
Yeah. Danielle's
you're my girl.
A lady. Yes.
I'm a broad guy.
All right. It is 9:12, and I think we're ready to say hello to Kenny Wayne Shepherd, who is here with us today. How are you?
Oh yeah.
I'm guessing that you're not normally up at this time of the morning. Where did you play in New Hampshire last? Yeah. Good show. Yeah. Went to bed about 2:30. Got on the bus. I understand we're at the palatial estate of Ernie Bach Jr. And I don't know if Ernie has shown you his car collection yet or not, but I heard you're a big car guy. Yeah, well, maybe afterwards Ernie will take you around and show you. What's what do you do you like domestic? You like muscle cut? Like what do you like? Yeah.
But nice. My personal preference is like Mopars, like from the 60s and 70s. So like Dodge, Chrysler, Plymouth, you know.
Yeah.
American muscle cars.
Yeah, Charger.
Yeah.
How's the tour going?
It's going great.
Yeah.
You know, we had a new record that came out May 31st called The Traveler, and we've been out pumping that into the set list and getting a big reaction from the fans, and they're digging it. And so far, all the reviews have been great. We had a big debut the first week out, and it's going great.
Is it, I mean, you've been doing this for a while. Is it interesting to you, kind of the way the business has changed, where, you know, the artist used to tour to support the album?
Yeah.
Now, the album is essentially to support the tour.
Yeah, it's kind of flipped like that. But we've always been a live act, you know. Like, we've been known for our live shows. So that's basically, in that regard, things haven't changed that much for us because we've always been focused on touring. The essence of what we do is a live performance. So even in the studio, we try and capture as live of a sound as possible because that's what best represents us. But yes, like the album is just a marketing tool for the tour nowadays.
Yeah.
Where, you know, the album was everything and then the tour was just to kind of support the album sales. But now it's completely different. But it's all good. I mean, we're still, you know, look, we've been doing this almost 30 years now. And that's not a lot of people can say that.
That's unbelievable.
Right. Yeah.
And you think about when you and I were young. Like the concept albums and all that stuff.
Right,
I mean, it's like there's nobody, I mean, people don't, they don't get that whole experience anymore.
Well, yeah, most people don't even listen to a whole album. You can cherry pick things, or if you're streaming, then, you know, you kind of are at the mercy of whatever playlist you're listening to, where we still make records with the intent that the fan's going to buy the whole thing and listen from beginning to end, and it's going to take you on this musical experience. You know?
Who's an artist that you like that we might be surprised by? Like like on the pop side of things.
Or? Nobody.
No.
I love it.
Sorry.
Competition is key, right, kid?
Let me tell you what. So in our genre, blues, rock, which a lot of people want to say is dead, there's this cycle that happens about every 10 years, but it usually happens right around the time where pop music is so saturated and everything becomes so similar that you can't tell the artist apart and there's no creativity going on and people get sick of it. And then they end up looking for something real and they always end up, a lot of people find their way back to rock. And, you know, if they go even further back, they find their way back to blues music because all popular music kind of has its roots in the blues. So we're seeing another uptick in that, you know, in this cycle. And it's just evidence to me that pop music has gone a little too far, and it's sounding all a little too similar, and there's not a lot of creativity, and people want something different.
Growing up, who were your three favorite guitarists?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to put a number on, like, the three best, but for me, Hendrix was a big one.
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix, Stevie Ray Vaughan was a big one, and Albert King was a big one. But, you know, mainly blues guys, although I liked, you know, even more contemporary people of for that age of like ZZ Top, you know, Billy Gibbons was always super cool and great player. You know.
All right. Well, Kenny Wayne Shepherd has been kind enough to come here. We can't thank you enough for that.
Yeah, thank you, man.
And I brought thanks. I would be it'd be inappropriate for me to not acknowledge Noah Hunt over here, who has been my lead vocalist in the band for like 22 years. In the past several years, I've kind of started singing a little more, so we share the vocals. But when we get up this early, it's on him to sing good this
All right,
early.
Let's give Noah a huge round of applause, too, Noah.
Yeah, the boss says you're up.
What are you going to do for us?
Well, this is one of the new songs off the new record. It's called Woman Like You. We're doing it in the morning, in the 9 a.m. morning key. So this is a different key than what we usually play it in, and hopefully we won't screw it up too bad for you. It's called Woman, which I guess might be appropriate for... You guys are having like a bikini thing going on?
Yeah, we have a bikini bikini contest. Yeah.
All right, well, there you go.
Is this the first... Is this the first bikini pageant that you've ever played at?
No.
No.
But those usually happen at the big biker rallies and stuff.
Wet t-shirt contest.
Yeah. Or on the bus or on the tour bus.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore?
Yeah, we're a real family-friendly kind of... We all have wives and kids and all that kind of stuff.
I can't do that anymore.
Yes, we don't do it.
As the old days. All right, Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I ain't looking for a one-time girl. I need a little more to light up my world. I want a woman, yeah, I want a woman like you. Same old, change the station to a new kind of cool kind of conversation. I want a woman, yeah, I want a woman like you. Well, give me that sunshine stuff. Some of that summertime moonlight love. Looking so sweet with a badass attitude. Well, shake it up all night long. Make a southern man wanna put you in a song. The right kind of wrong I wanna fall into. And I want a woman, yeah, I want a woman like you. Yes, I do. You got something that I can't explain. Set me on fire when you call my name. Losing my mind when you're shaking that thing. Make me wanna give you that ring. Give me that sunshine stuff. Some of that summertime moonlight love. Looking so sweet with a badass attitude. Well, shake it up all night long. Make a southern man wanna put you in a song. The right kind of wrong I wanna fall into. And I want a woman, yeah, I want a woman like you. Ooh, ooh, oh yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, 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 yeah. Ooh. Power now, you got the brains. Locking my heart all up in chains. I ain't ever gonna be the same. Give me that sunshine stuff. Some of that summertime moonlight love. Looking so sweet with a badass attitude. Shake it up all night long. Make a southern man wanna put you in a song. The right kind of wrong I wanna fall into. And I want a woman, yeah, I want a woman like you. And I want a woman, yeah, I want a woman like I want a woman, yeah. I want a woman, yeah. I want a woman, yeah. I want a woman like you, yeah.
Yeah. Woo. Not bad for 9:22 in the morning.
Yeah, man.
Not woo. Awesome. Awesome. Are you Kenny, you're going to be back. You were in New Hampshire last night. You're going to come back to Boston? We're going to
see. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, we play here. I think we came here a couple times last year into the area. So we got a lot of fans up here. And we know you guys like to have a good time, and we like to bring it to you. So we'll definitely be
well,
up
yeah,
here.
That's what we do. We have good times, and we win championships.
Yeah, I was going to say, you guys win games all the time. Championships, ridiculous.
What's your favorite professional sport to watch?
I don't know. I think probably football. You know, I'm a big NFL guy.
Who's your team?
Well, it's really weird. So I'm from Louisiana, but growing up, the Saints were always horrible.
Yeah,
right. And then in Louisiana, there's an imaginary line across the middle of the state, and the people from South Louisiana don't really claim the people from North Louisiana.
Yeah.
I'm from North Louisiana, and we're actually closer to Dallas. So I grew up a Cowboys fan, but then that was like the Danny White Roger Staubach, Herschel Walker, Tony Dorsett era. Yeah.
America's team.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that team kind of moved on to the next, Elway and then Romo. I just wasn't a fan. So then I actually became a fan of the Indianapolis Colts because they had a bunch of Louisiana guys. Peyton, man, I knew you were going to. You shouldn't have asked. So, and then I met the owner of the team, Jim Irsay. We became really good friends.
You guys do some pills together? Or?
No.
Oh, come on.
But we have been to I've been to several Super Bowls with those guys.
Oh, you have? Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome.
And I actually started a band, a side band. So the first year in recent memory that the Colts went to the Super Bowl down in Miami, they were playing the Chicago Bears, and they won that year, and we were there. And there was a big jam session the night before. Irsay was throwing a big party for NFL team owners and family and friends. And we had a impromptu, spontaneous jam session, and it was me and John Mellencamp and Steven Stills from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Mike Mills, the bass player from R.E.M. And all these guys.
Wow.
And we just got up and played like 2 hours of everybody's hit songs that was completely unrehearsed. And we had a blast. And then it became a tradition. And so then Steven Stills and I actually formed a side band and have done a couple records together out of that experience.
Right. I love a song by him. I don't know if you've ever heard it, which is called Change Partners. He's such a talented guy.
Yeah, well, I think he's one of the greatest songwriters of our time, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, who else would you include in that?
Well, those guys are really impressive, but I don't know. I mean, what do you think, Noah? You're a good singer-songwriter guy.
Of our time or of all time?
Our time, I guess. Well, yeah. Our time is 50 years, at least in my case.
I don't know. Ryan Adams is a good songwriter.
Brian Adams.
Yeah. Canadian
gem. Wait a second.
I always get Ryan Adams and Brian Adams, and there's another Adams guy.
No,
I always get
Ryan
confused.
Adams. Ryan Adams.
Ryan. What about... I mean, Simon and Garfunkel. I mean, from a duo perspective.
Yeah, but it's all those guys from back then.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to get into it. I'd be too critical. But, like, there's some depth to the lyrical content of the songs back then that kind of doesn't exist on a regular basis today.
I take a lot of heat because my favorite artist is Bruce Springsteen, and I take
boss.
He's a great.
What do you think of Bruce?
He's great.
I love Springsteen
and a great lyricist.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I love him.
All right, well, Kenny Wayne Shepherd's here. Will you do one more for us? I know you got to go to the next city here, but what do you want to do?
Well, we talked about it, and we thought it might be appropriate since this song has been like number one in the country for a few weeks. So we had a number one hit with this song back in the 90s and at rock radio, and it was a big, huge hit. And then and now it's been like 20, 22 years, and I kind of been waiting around to see if somebody was going to come along and cover the song, because it was about time for that to happen. And the guys from Five Finger Death Punch did a version of this song on their new record that came out in December.
What do you think of it?
I think it's great.
Their version?
Yeah.
They're a great band.
I think it's awesome.
They're really nice guys. And so then they reached out to me, and they said, man, we want to do another version of it with you playing on it. They're like, you know, because like if you play on it, then it's not really a cover because it's got you on it. And so I was like, sure. So then we did that, and then they got this guy, this country artist, Brantley Gilbert, came in and sang on it. And then they got Brian May from Queen to sing on it. Ooh. And then it just blew up, and we've donated all the money that's been generated to the Gary Sinise Foundation for first responders. So, yeah. You know, military, police, paramedics, all these people that awesome. Everybody that puts their life in jeopardy to, you know, help us out on a regular basis. So it's all for a great cause, and the song's been just really blowing up big time. So it's really cool to see it happening all over again with a new version of the song. This is obviously the way more stripped down version. But this is in the spirit of the original. This one's called Blue on Black.
Thank you.
a river, push on the shove, it don't mean much. Joker on Jack, match on the fire, cold on ice, a dead man's touch. Whisper on a scream, doesn't change a thing, don't bring you back. On black, oh, blue on black, oh, 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 blue on black, blue on black.
I don't know if it's because we're in the pool area and it echoes, but you guys might be the rowdiest early morning audience we've ever had.
So. We are. And it's probably, I'm guessing, I shouldn't assume, but it's probably the first time you've ever played in a pool house. I'm like this.
You might be right about that.
You know, yeah. Interesting fact about our host, Ernie. I don't know if you had a chance to meet Ernie Bach yet, but Ernie's band, I think, has opened up for you.
Yeah, we heard. So that wasn't Westbury, right? It was Long Island.
Ernie was telling Cape Cod.
Yeah, it's one of those round places.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, we opened up for Kenny at the Cape Cod Melody Tent.
That's right. Wow.
10 yeah. years ago.
We were talking about that last night. Yeah, we were reminiscing about that. And then, but I always get those. There's only about a handful of those tent venues still around in the country, and I kind of get them confused. But yeah, we remember that.
Yeah, well, you were very nice to us, and I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you open up for a big rock star, sometimes they're not that nice to you.
They're not that nice.
And you were very nice, Kenny. We really appreciate
it.
I mean, do you want to get up there and jam? Or?
No.
No. Okay. Those days are gone. Those days are gone. Well, awesome.
Incredible. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
We're honored to have you here, Kenny.
Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
It really is great to have you. Album is out.
Yeah, it's called The Traveler. It's been out for a couple weeks now, and it's a blues rock album, but it's rocking. You know, it's got some really good rock elements to it. So.
And where are you heading to now?
Where are we going?
Do you know?
Providence.
Providence. Providence. I'm trying to keep up, man. I know that, like, we're done this week. We're in the U.S. We fly home on Monday, and I fly to Europe on Wednesday, and we start a European tour over there. But we'll be working this record through the end of next year, so we'll be all over the place. And I'm sure we'll come back to the area soon.
Yeah, come back and see us. I mean, thank you so much for
that. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Wayne Shepherd, Noah, Kenny and Noah, and we'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, it's been quite a morning here at the Bach Estate, and
our annual
Miss Bikini pageant, and we are about to get to the final activity, which is the swimming heat between our host Ernie Bach and one of the Needham boys, who is going to race Ernie for $500.
Yeah.
And Ernie is going to wear shorts, right? Because I finally was just able to see a screenshot of the unfortunate live last night.
I didn't realize
it was that bold. I thought it was like a silhouette.
It was a silhouette.
It wasn't. It was a full reflection.
It was full nude. It was full on.
Just the reflection.
All right. So are you ready, Ernie?
I'm ready. I mean, tell me when, because I do have an entrance.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, we're ready.
You want me to do the entrance?
Yeah, we want you to do the entrance. Okay.
All right, give me a little bit.
Ernie's going to do his entrance. Of course, Ernie has put $500 cash up Shu, who is he going up against?
This would be Eddie, one of the Needham brothers. Is that correct?
All right. Yeah, Eddie from Needham.
And Eddie, you were where did you swim at BC? Are you the one who swam at Boston College?
So yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
4 years at BC.
All right.
Now, Greg, is Eddie's body what you envision yourself looking like as an elite runner?
Yes.
Like, you know how you think you look? Actually, do.
I think
is
I
that
do.
How you think you look?
You want me to take my shirt off right now?
No.
When Hillman and I look in the mirror every morning when we're brushing our teeth,
that's what you see.
We see Eddie.
Yeah, we see Eddie. All right. So, Ernie challenged our listeners to swim off here for $500 cash. And he is going to be making an entrance. And I want somebody to start this off because Ernie's been starting things off. Where's Scott? Is Scott from Weymouth still here? Scott, will you do the 1, 2, 3? Because everybody loves your voice. No. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. There's nobody. Shoo. Move out of the area so he doesn't think that Scott's all suspicious.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not everything's about you, Scott. Relax.
Yeah, it's not all about you, Scott. I want to get Scott. Oh, Ernie's coming out in his bathrobe with our winner. Our winner of the...
Are we ready?
Oh, Shu just ruined everything. Never mind.
I think this is where you said get on your mark, right?
Yeah. Hold on a second. Hey, Kayla, we're not going to be able to do it because I didn't let Shu in on it, so we gave him the headphones. Sorry, Shu. I didn't let Shu in on it. We were setting Scott from Weymouth up to be thrown in the pool by Kayla, but now he has headphones and a mic on, so we actually have to let him announce this. All right. So, Scott, do you know what you have to say? You on your mark. It's on your mark, 1, 2, 3, go, right? For $500 cash? On your mark, 1, 2, 3, go. Is that what you want, Ernie? Yes? Okay. All right. Scott, whenever you are ready.
Good luck, gentlemen.
All right.
For $500 in cash, get on your mark.
Hold on. Okay, they're on their mark.
1, 2, 3, go.
Oh, Ernie got a good jump.
Ernie did get a good jump. Ernie was an elite swimmer in high school.
Oh, we got a little comeback going. This is.
Ernie is slightly behind.
Oh, it's close.
Ernie
it's
is
close.
Slightly behind. Oh, hey. He just beat him. Ernie did pretty.
Oh my God, Ernie!
Well.
Ernie, I take it back. You are legit.
Ernie was just like an arm behind.
Yeah, it was very close.
Our former the kid has like 20 years on him, which is what us old men say when we get beaten.
Holy cow, I'm impressed.
It's like when Brees beats me at 1-on-1. I say you got 25 years on me or 30 years or whatever. So, wow, that was unbelievable.
That was phenomenal.
Round of applause. $500 cash.
Eddie from Needham.
And let's talk to Ernie. Ernie,
pissed.
There's the handshake.
He's a competitor, man.
No, he's not pissed.
Oh yeah,
he's like, lose by.
He's like, damn it,
Ernie. That was pretty good.
How much did I lose by?
By like an arm, by like just like an arm's length. Not bad.
He got me on the turn.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'll tell you, it's like Norwood High School swim team all over again right here. All right, nice work, and you got $500 cash. Give Ernie and our contestant a round of applause.
Good work, Eddie.
Awesome.
I got to get back to the gym. I mean, between Ernie shredded too. And then you got Eddie. He just if I was a chick, I'd be railing.
Oh, Scott went into. Kayla. Kayla Cummings just pushed Scott from Weymouth into the pool. In his sneakers, in his hat, no less.
That was stealthy.
That was stealthy. It was stealthy.
Hey, listen, bud, you don't have your phone. It's in the bag, but the bag's not sealed.
there he is. Scott from Weymouth, the final insult going in the pool, courtesy of Kayla Cummings.
That was amazing.
All right. Well, on behalf of Ernie, I want to thank everybody for being here today. You guys, give yourselves a round.
Yeah.
Well-behaved crowd, great crowd. I want to congratulate Lucia.
Lucia. Yeah.
Lucia.
See, this is why we can't stand men, because we tell you our names 9,000 times. They're like, what's your birthday again? Where are you from?
Excuse me. She was in a bikini. I was looking at her cleavage.
Jeez.
I want to congratulate Lucia for being crowned Miss Bikini 2019. She will immediately head out and perform her the duties associated with being Miss Bikini. Ernie, thank you. Another unbelievable, unbelievable year.
It was fun.
Best one yet. And we'll,
Best one yet.
We'll do it again next year.
Do it again.
We'll do it again next year. Kayla Cummings from Naked and Afraid on Discover.
Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd.
Amazing. And Noah.
Great job by Kenny Wayne Shepherd. If you missed anything this morning, you can hear it as a part of the Full Show podcast, which you can download anytime at WAAF.com or via the radio.com app. And make sure you download the radio.com app and take us wherever you go. A lot of great stuff on my Instagram, GregHill107. I was Instagram live a bunch of times. I think Stiz, did you get a video of...
Scott Weymouth getting thrown in the pool by Kayla Cummings? Absolutely, Greg.
All right, that video will be up on the WAF Instagram shortly.
Within the next 20 minutes, it'll be up on our socials.
Okay, on all of our socials. Nice work today, Stanley.
Thank you, Hildog.
All right, Monday we're back. We're giving away a foursome Monday for the WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is happening next week out at the MGM Casino in Springfield in the Great Horse Country Club. So tune in Monday so that you can get yourself and three guests at the WAF Celebrity Golf Tournament, which is presented by Echo Store Technologies and by Sparkling Ice. And just a brief note, I mentioned it early, but some texters are asking. Natalie from Dating Naked Season 2 did not join us this morning because her flight never left. So it's because of the fog and all that stuff. But we'll get her. We should get her back in for something. Maybe we'll get her back in for the golf tournament.
How about just for the heck of it?
Yeah, just for the heck of it.
Just bring her in the studio.
Commercial Airlines.
I know.
Take the train.
Can you imagine these people who fly commercial, Ernie? It's you can't relate. You can't relate. All right. We're going to go. Up next, you're going to get the WAAF Workday Blitz, which is over an hour of nonstop rock. It's completely commercial-free. Thanks to all of the radio station staff who just did a fantastic job with this event.
You bet.
Yes, tremendous.
Street team, marketing team.
Amazing.
Lou, our engineer. Am I forgetting? Joe, our program director, who has been here all morning working really, really hard. So... great job by everybody. Great job by Mark back on the board at the station.
Yes.
And all
great
the,
first sports.
All the.
I mean, define great in that sense.
Yeah, if you want to catch the second sports, I'm going to do it on my podcast.
Oh, you are?
Oh.
Yeah. It's LyndonBuyersSucks.com.
Why don't you just walk over to somebody's house right next door here and do the sports for them, LB?
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yes.
Hey, bud.
Oh, yes.
All right. That'll do it. Have a great week.
Have a good time.
Have a great weekend. We will we'll be back on Monday morning. Thank you for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.